Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Praise God. Well, folks, today we have the privilege of having an incredibly participatory service. There'll be many participating in this service that are part of our church body. And I believe you are going to enjoy every bit of it. And we want to present this to you to give you an idea of what God is doing. This is entitled Come and See. What we want you to do is let your minds imagine. Imagine if everyone in the Old Testament were looking at the tangible miracles that God was doing. So many miracles God did throughout the Old Testament, and they just kept sinning and sinning and sinning because they were not embracing the now miracles that God was doing before them. And so many would have been more prepared for the coming of Christ in the New Testament if they were looking even in the midst of that time of the miracles that God was doing. But today we get to have these life lessons. We get to live out these life lessons and to look at what God is doing in the now. Look at what God is doing around us. Look at how God is at work among us. And so we want to present to you today this time of testimony about what God is doing. And it's entitled, Come and See. Come and See. We're going to have a video that's going to give us a clip of that song. And then after that, we're going to have many testimonies rolling in and out. I want you to enjoy, embrace. They only have a minute, so the stories are smidgets. It's just snippets of what is their story. But if I were to give you their whole story, it would take the entire service. So would you today prepare your hearts and receive? There's something for everyone in Come and See.
I've seen the lowest low you could imagine. I've walked through things that you would not believe. See what God has done. Come and see who I've become. Ever since I met amazing grace, everything has changed. Come and see the joy I found, all the hope that fills me now. If you need proof that God can do anything, come and see.
In my early 20s, I was diagnosed with a rare disease. There's only five of us in Canada that had it. Two died. The treatment was chemotherapy and transfusion. Those weren't working. Now, I had a surgeon that was supposed to come and visit me to do an experimental surgery. He was supposed to come at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He showed up at 2 o'clock in the following morning when all my family had went home. He told me that I might not come out of the surgery. If I do come out of the surgery, I won't be able to have children. Either I will die or my child will die. So I'm sitting there in the hospital and I'm crying. I was in a really dark place. And a voice came to me and said, ask her to pray. I'm like, what do you mean, ask her to pray? Ask her to pray. So what you have to understand is I wasn't following Christ at that time. I avoided Christians at all costs. But there was a pastor's wife that was sharing a room with me. So I went and I asked her to pray. I was cured from a rare disease. I am blessed with a child, and that's what God has done for me.
Redemption is the center of my story. mercy has become my cornerstone. This brokenness that I have had to carry, but I know I don't carry it alone. Come and see what God has done. Come and see who I've become. Ever since I met amazing grace, everything has changed. Come and see the joy I've
Hi everyone, I'm Leah, and today I'm here with Raphael.
Hi, PPC family.
He is our live stream sound lead, and not only is he a kind and funny individual, but he is so hardworking and so dedicated. Raphael, if you could describe your faith journey in one sentence, what would it be?
I would say my faith journey has been a long one, one where I really wish I had surrendered my life to the Lord much earlier than I did, because when I did, it was just a miracle upon miracle upon miracle.
Amazing. What are some of the memorable miracles from your journey?
I remember a few years ago when I was in college, I really wasn't focused. I wasn't walking with the Lord. And I ended up finishing that semester with a 1.9 GPA, which was really bad. And I remember during that time, I ended up surrendering my life to the Lord. And the next semester, I ended up finishing with a 4.0.
Wow. What a testament of faith, for sure. And I know that's the tiniest snippet of your story. But you're so dedicated to serving the kingdom. Why do you do it?
Honestly, it's a natural response of the love and grace that God has shown to me. There's a line in the song that you just heard that says that redemption is the center of my story, and that's true for me.
Amazing.
Canada in 2016, and Troy and I reconnected here at PPC during a ministry volunteer day when he asked me why I wasn't worship leading, to which I replied, "No thanks, I'm good." However, not long after, Troy and I began using our lunch times for worship leader training to serve right here at PPC. Clearly, he ignored my "I'm good" comment. Troy's story is one where, time and time again, through his many difficult seasons, only God could have sustained and restored him. Come and see what God has done.
Many people do not know my story. I was always coming to God. I never left the house, but I battled with sin. I destroyed my marriage due to lack of self-control. I was seeking attention from everywhere else. Many of you have wondered, where is Troy's wife? Or why is Troy not singing as much? But the truth is, my secret battles became a public spectacle. For 2 years, it was the hardest part of my life. When my wife decided it was best to separate, it came to kill me. I was on antidepressants, suicide watch. I wanted to end my life. The battle became too hard to fight. I was being threatened to be canceled, blackmailed, and all because of the choices that I made, selfish decisions. I have a men's group, Iron Sharpens Iron, and we would hold each other down monthly. I found that the pandemic opened so many problems, but God needed to shine light on my hurt and my pain. My testimony today is that this year I found a prayer group. the prayer warriors, young folks in the industry who have a heart for God, my spiritual grounding group, Pastor Marie, Pastor Ruth, Joel, and Mother Merle, and my mother. What came to destroy me is now have me saving marriages, saving men from suicide, and building a firm foundation with my family. I'm sorry for what I put my family through, for what I put this church through, but His power has been made well in my weakness. I didn't have to go through what I went through, but I did so that my mistake can save many others. If you need proof of that God can do anything, you've heard my story, and I want to apologize to Quinn, my son, my daughter, and my church. Love you guys.
Good morning, PPC. Come and see what God has been doing in kids' ministry.
Good morning, church. In 2021, my nephew was shot and killed. He's 8 years old, and it played a major part in my daughter's life. I came back to Toronto, and PPC Kids Ministry played a major part in my daughter's life. It gave her a safe haven. It made me feel safe because it was instilling in her the values that my parents instilled in me in a young age, going to church and building a relationship with Christ. And through PPC, my daughter is doing that. She was baptized at the age of 9. And I thank God for PPC ministry and for Pastor Marie for being there for not only me, but for my daughter.
Teachers have a huge impact on kids. And my kids gravitate to the ones they easily connect with. So much so that they're willing to be, you know, listen to everything that they're taught, and suddenly everything that they learn becomes the greatest thing they've ever learned, even if I taught them the same thing already. So it warmed my heart that the children's ministries and the children's leaders here at church have helped my kids want to learn more and more about God and even became involved in church. And for that, I'm thankful for what God is doing.
Good morning, PPC. I'm here with Martha Zuniga in the Welcome Center, where we first met in early October. And Martha's been attending PPC regularly since then with her daughter Valerie and her son Camilo. Martha, when you were looking for a home church, what prompted you to come and see what PPC was all about?
Hi, Pastor Rob. Yes, not so long ago, I was praying to God to give me a church, and it happened so fast in the best way. I was bike riding around the town, and then suddenly I saw this sign, the PPC. Then I just come Sunday right away. I met this beautiful couple, gave me then a great welcome and informative details in the church. And surprisingly, they spoke my native language. And it's so nice. I feel so welcome.
Wow, that's amazing. It really is cool how God works things out in our lives. Well, the Welcome Center really is a great place here at PPC.
Yes, the Welcome Center gives you the home feeling on your first time. Also get you to know more about the pastors and all the wonderful services in the church. Highly recommend to everyone to come to see more about PPC.
Wow. Thanks, Martha. Merry Christmas, PPC. And in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
God bless.
Well, Philip is involved in many areas of the building, so come and see what God is doing in Philip's life.
When we come to church, we ought to ask what we can offer to God, what we can bless others with. God has bestowed each one of us with unique giftings, and we need to share this, play a role in the body of Christ. Some years back, I was asked if I could be a part of the building committee. I've since been involved in the Welcome Center team, as well as the security camera team. You get the opportunity to work with and get to know others. It gives you a sense of purpose, fulfillment, and a proper perspective. These in turn bring me closer to God. I become an active participant rather than just being a mere recipient. In Acts 20:35, the Apostle Paul said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Translated, he's saying there's more happiness and joy to be found in God when we give, rather than when we receive. I encourage you to step into the stewardship of volunteerism. You'll know what I mean, and you too will have a story to tell this time next year. It is a gift that keeps on giving. In John 1:46, it reads, "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. Philip said, "Come and see." I invite you, therefore, to come and see what the Lord can be to you as He's been to me.
Sure that it's not too religious. She may not look like a grandma, but she is.
My husband and I started attending PPC about 18 months ago, but at the same time my son David and Michelle had a little boy, Wesley. I was here about 6 months when I heard there was Mommy and Me, and hence how I met Pastor Liz. I brought Michelle and Wesley for a few weeks until she was comfortable on her own, not too churchy. Unfortunately, soon thereafter, Michelle broke her shoulder in two places, which led to weaning Wesley, having surgery, needing round-the-clock help, and struggling to get through every day. But the mummy group kept in contact with her and reminded her. They were praying for her. They visited her, let her know they were thinking about her, and reminded her God has got her in the palm of her hand, his hand. Now, I also know Wesley was on several waiting lists for daycare. And when I heard about Great Beginnings, I said, Wesley's going there. Unfortunately, there was about 200 in the queue. So the waiting list seemed impossible in the natural. But God is of the supernatural. I began to thank God for Wesley attending the daycare. Pastor Ruby knows every week I would tell her my grandson will be in that daycare. And she would always encourage me and gently remind me about the queue. And I would gently remind her that my God will make a way and to have faith. Wesley will be a huge blessing to PPC and that light for David and Michelle to remind them of God's goodness. We got the call in the summer. Wesley was accepted. I was thrilled, and everyone knows that it was God. Now, 2 weeks ago, my oldest son, David, was in church after about 10 years of not attending, with my other two sons watching Wesley in the Christmas performance and being reminded that God is still on the throne waiting for all of us. Grandparents, keep praying and believing. God is so good. I know this is just the beginning. Come and see what God can do, for he's doing it for me and my family.
Just a continuance of this story. Last week we had a Mommy and Me reunion. We had about over 100 people there, and 40% don't come to church. And I went up to Michelle, and I said, Michelle, your mother-in-law is going to be speaking next week. And Wesley was full of icing. He had icing all over his face. And she said, you know what? I'm going to surprise mother-in-law. Well, this week, her father had a massive heart attack, and he's in ICU right now, and he really needs Jesus. So will you pray with me? So Heavenly Father, I pray for Gail and her family. Lord, we say, come and see what you are doing. Well, you are at work. And I pray that you would preserve this grandfather's life, that he would come to know you. You are not willing that any should perish, but all come to faith in Jesus Christ. And so we ask for divine healing in Jesus' name. And we thank you in advance. And I do pray for that mom, even that mom online this morning that has just been told she's on bed rest for the best rest of her pregnancy. And in Jesus' name, I pray for provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, friends. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Marcia Downer. You may know Marcia as one of our usher leaders here at PPC, and you see her each Sunday. Marcia's life has been a real roller coaster in the last few years. And so I'm going to ask Marcia today to please share God's faithfulness through these trying times.
I'm going to share briefly about my daughter, Nadia, who passed in 2017. When the doctors gave the final report, I continued to seek God earnestly for her healing, but more so, if he chose to take her home, that she would not be alone. God remained faithful. On that day when I got the call that her breathing was very poor and it didn't look good, I looked to God again, seeking his earnest prayer of healing, but more so that I make it to her side. I held her hands that night and told her how much she was loved and that it's okay, she doesn't have to be afraid, as she passed peacefully to eternity. I thank God for allowing me to be there with her that night. And God has truly been faithful to me. He provided peace, comfort, and strength through it all, and has been with me since my childhood. And he never fails. That's the promise we all have today.
And friends, Marcia continues to live with a smile, and we thank God for his faithfulness and for taking her through these times and just walking with her. Thank you.
The parking lot is not just the parking lot here at PPC, but it is the first place that you meet Jesus when you come to PPC. And I want to introduce you to two fine gentlemen that you meet every Sunday morning, Danny and Marlon.
Volunteering in parking lot ministry from when I started to now is different. At first, my enthusiasm really wasn't where it should be, like it is now. God changed me. He changed my heart. I found joy doing this. Let me tell you, I'm so rejuvenated when I see you, my brothers and sisters. I call out to you, I wave to you, I hippity hop to open doors, and I shake your hands, and I just welcome you all. God gives me strength on the hot days, the wet days, and on the cold, cold days. He has placed me where I can be a joy and serve in his kingdom. This is an answered prayer. Amen? PPC is a good place to be. Parking lot ministry is as good as any. Come and see what God is doing.
When you're called to serve, come and see what God could do. In 2016, I was asked to join the parking lot team, and I said no. Second time, I said no. The third time, I said no. And the fourth time, I said no. But after the fourth time, something miraculously happened. As I was leaving church that day, I heard the voice from the Holy Spirit says, put your ego aside and surrender to the will of God. And so when you surrender to the will of God, blessings will start to overflow you. And so I'm excited to be part of the parking lot attendant. Now, my team and I, every Sunday, rain, snow, or shine, we're out there for you. We're out there because we are there for your safety, our PPC family. And so come and see what God can do, not just for me, but also for you.
See what God is doing at Momentum, ages 20 north and 40 south. I'm excited to introduce to you Folake.
I've been a nomad for the last few years. I've had to move countries and cities and never had enough time to build community. At the tail end of the pandemic, I started attending a local church in Whitby, which I liked, but something, it just didn't feel right. Summer last year, I decided to go to different churches in search of a home church. My criteria was the word had to be sound, there had to be a group for my age, and I had to have the opportunity to serve. The churches I went to were all amazing, but they didn't check all the boxes. I had almost given up when I remembered someone telling me about a church in Pickering where the lead pastor was female, and I did a quick Google search, and I found PPC. I came in July last year, and I just knew I had found my place. I joined Momentum in January, and it felt good to see people around my age serving God, being in church, and being active. I used to be what I call a runner. I'd sit right by there, exit as soon as service was over, rinse and repeat. But I don't have to run anymore. I stay around, and I meet people that I care about. One of my mentors always told me about the sweetness of service and fellowship and community in church, but I never understood what he meant. I do now, and it is good. I'm experiencing it. Come and see what God has done.
Keon!
Pastor Nate.
Bro, what's going on?
Nothing. Everything's good.
You chilling?
Yes, sir.
You came to basketball a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was amazing. After being in a tough time in my life, I finally felt good.
Nice. It was more than just basketball, though, right?
Yeah, it was. Two leaders put their hands on me, and they prayed for me, and it was amazing. I felt like the Holy Spirit was there with me, and I really felt the love in that room.
So how do you feel like that's impacted you?
It's impacted me very well. I come into PPC Youth every Wednesday when I can. I don't plan on ever stopping. It's amazing, the events, like Amazing Race and the basketball nights. I feel amazing, even the youth banquet and the late nighter. I'm really looking forward to those. And the youth around me and my youth leader, I feel really good about, and the environment around me.
Yeah. So our theme for today is come and see. What would you tell people to come and see?
To come and see that God is really amazing. When you are in bad times, God will be the one to weather the storm and help you get out of those. I promise you, it's not going to be overnight. I promise you, it is going to take a long time, but God is with you. God supports you, and God, most of all, loves you. And that's all I have to say.
Thanks for your story, man.
You as well.
One of the ministries that we want to see thrive is new retirees, young retirees, because there's so much you have to offer, and we encourage you to offer to the church some of your services. And Norma retired as a young retiree, and I discovered that, invited her to help us do some work at the office, and each week she would tell me, oh, my husband enjoyed your service, oh, he talks about your preaching, he boasts to his friends. I said, why am I not meeting your husband? I keep seeing her sit alone. And so I asked you one day, I said, where's this husband of yours that keeps talking about my service? And what did you tell me?
I said to you, Pastor Marie, my husband is very difficult. I would invite him to church and he would not come. But yet he's telling everyone that you are his pastor. And he would watch you online. And when I go home, he would say, oh, the service was good. The message was good. And I said, yes, but you are supposed to come out to church. And so one day, after I came to church on Sunday, and Pastor Marie called me aside, and she said to me, I'm coming to your house to invite your husband out to church, but don't tell him. Don't let him know that I'm coming. So I said, I won't let him know. I won't say anything. And so one day the doorbell rang, and there was Pastor Marie, and I go, I know he's not going to get away with this one. And Pastor Marie came and spoke to him and encouraged him. And the unique thing in the way Pastor Marie invited him to church was Pastor Marie said, Derek, on Sunday, when you come out to church, sit over in the side that I'm sitting at so I can wave at you. And I go, he can't get out of this one. He has to come to church. And he has been coming to church since. And yes, God is good. So, and now he's one of the ushers at church. I am so proud of him. I'm so happy to have him by my side. I'm the happiest wife.
So, folks, my thought that day as I kept watching this woman sit alone, I thought, if Mohammed won't go to the mountain, what? Yes, bring the mountain to Mohammed. So I went that Sunday, and I told her, don't answer the door, let him answer.
Hello, Pastor Marie. I opened the door and I looked. I said, oh my God. That's the pastor I'm looking at every Sunday. So I said, hello, Pastor Marie. She said, you're Derek. I said, yes, I am. And she mentioned to me that I'm inviting you to church. How am I going to say no to somebody like Pastor Marie? Anyhow, I was a member of a church back in Jamaica. My father made sure I go to church. After coming to Canada, I became so busy. It's after retirement, I start thinking about church. Because I used to work in the good old days in the emergency department, save lives. So after retirement, that's when most of my Christianity start kicking in. And I start watching video online with Pastor Marie. I said, damn, she is good. She is good. I have to meet this pastor. And that's how she showed up at my door.
And so I invited you. I said, on Easter Sunday, be seated over there so I can wave to you. And you came, and on that Sunday, you responded to the call for salvation.
Definitely, definitely.
And today, Derek serves as an usher. He's very joyful. He's that tall giant that you see walking around. Folks, this is what God can do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come and see. Come and see what God will do. So, folks, if I was to encapsulate all of these stories, there's no time. But Angela Spence shared being estranged from God, in need of a divine healing, but God showed up. Raphael, after accepting Christ, his life began to see miracle after miracle, and God carried him through university, through his work life, and caused him to even be here now, worshiping with us. Troy, a wrecked relationship that came to destroy his life, but come and see what God has done. Robin and Phil Russell were supposed to share. They're sick today, and because we're a church that honors, if we're feeling a flu or cold, we stay away. It's a practice that we're doing to help each other. And so they chose not to be here because they want to protect everyone. Monica Simmons, who lost her nephew, Juliet Levy, as they shared, we're thankful for what God is doing in our kids, even in chaos, and even in a time when the world is consuming them. But kids' ministry here is helping them to see the goodness of God. And Martha, God answered her prayers. She was riding by. That sign we put on the church, you may think nothing of it, but it's caused a life to now be worshiping here. And many have said they've seen the sign of the church. Some of you are wondering why we don't change the name from Pickering Pentecostal Church to some of the fancy names that we hear. But we believe this is, for this season, God wants us to declare who we are. We are Pickering Pentecostal Church. And as she saw that, she was looking for a place, and she came and is growing closer to the Lord. We thank God for that. Philip Tan, who's given his talents to this church, an incredibly gifted man, and God is drawing him closer into the community and the body of Christ because he's using his tangible gifts to see what God can do through him, and it's been a blessing to us. Gail, as she shared, a grandmother who prayed her grandson into a Christian daycare. Our daycare here is one of the award-winning daycares in Durham. And Pastor Ruby runs this so effectively. She's actually overwhelmed with work right now. And I'm worried about her because she's just the demands since the government has changed the mandates is overwhelming. And you need to pray for Pastor Ruby because her workload, I think she's over 70 hours per week working at the daycare. So we need to pray strength. And as you heard, the wait list is so intense. But look what God has done. That we could even today be praying for someone and that they will come in after years of staying away from the church. Because the church is a place to love and to bless lives. Marcia Downer, I prayed for her this morning. Marcia is sick today, but she's gone through so many areas of death in her family and just seasons. And yet you will always see Marcia in the lobby with a smile, just gracefully serving the Lord. Because when you see what God has done, even the devastation of your life cannot overwhelm you because God's peace overwhelms you. Marlon Shaw and Danny Bansavater, the parking lot attendants, and they've made it a place of welcome. And we've heard so many stories of new people who've come, and as they encounter them in the parking lot, they're so happy to make this their church home. Wherever you serve the Lord with gladness. Come and see what God is doing as a community at PPC. And then Faloke, in search of a church, trying to find connection, fellowship, community, and fulfillment. And she is just such a joy as she's now on the committee of our Momentum 20 North, 40 South. And they are just they're just an incredible group of people that are growing in this church. And that's the numbers we see coming in, is that age category. And in Keon, where the enemy sought to bring pain and depression to this young man, God brought joy, life, and a community, a family that he can call his own. And Norma and Derek, No matter how far you think you are from God, He knows where you are. He knows your address and He knows how to knock on your door. And so, folks, that's the hope we have, and that's the joy we go into this season, remembering nothing is impossible with God. Would you come and sing that one more time with for us? And would you stand before we go to prayer right now and just sing with Melissa this morning? As we start off, sing it so it stays in your spirit. Amen?
No.
For us, the light of the world. You brought light into our lives when there was darkness. You brought peace into our lives when there was chaos. You brought hope into our lives where there's despair. You bring joy into our lives when we are empty. And you bring love into our lives when we have no one to love us, or even when we don't understand love. You are love. So we thank you, Almighty God, and we pray that we will be a blessing to everyone we encounter, regardless of who they are, where they are, whether we know them or not. May we, O God, bring the light that you brought to us to many. We give you praise and thanks, O God, for who you are, what you've done by coming as a baby, and what you're preparing for us in eternity. Today we rejoice and we say, light of the world, thank you. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Praise the Lord.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.